Today, I'm joined by Dennis Edmonds, who's the Chief Executive Officer of Kazera Global, after what was a cracking announcement this morning. Kazera is an AIM quoted investment company with interests in tantalum, lithium, diamonds, heavy mineral sands, and rare earths. My first question for Dennis this morning is, can you explain the rationale behind the sale of TVM, which is this 100% owned tantalum lithium project in Namibia?
Yeah, hi Michael. It really comes down to the fact that we are entering into a fairly interesting market, I think, over the next year. And when we received an offer from our current investor in the lithium project to buy the entire company at a valuation which we think makes sense, we felt that it was in the interests of both shareholders and the company as a whole to take full advantage of it. It's a great opportunity for us to put cash in the bank. There's absolutely no question that Kazera will not need any kind of shareholder support in the short term or indeed in the medium term. It puts us in a position where we can look at other deals. It puts us in a position where we can focus on the projects we already have in terms of heavy mineral sands and diamonds. And it also puts us in a position where we can look at ways of returning value directly to shareholders. So there's every single reason it seemed to us that this was a deal that we should seize with both hands.
And what type of excess returns do you see from that debenture royalty of 2.5% over and above the headline $13 million?
Michael, it's very hard to put a number on somebody else's operation, and clearly from now on it will be somebody else's operation. What I can say with some confidence is that their intention is to put a whole bunch of money into building the plant, which is money that we now don't have to spend ourselves. And they are anticipating very good production of both lithium and tantalum in the future. What we have is 2.5% of the sales value. So we're not affected by the risks that are inherent in building a plant. We're not affected by the risks that are inherent in mining. And indeed, we are not affected by the costs that will be involved in producing both tantalum and lithium. All we are going to be looking at is a 2.5% share of the actual sales. So I think it's a great deal for us, whatever the number turns out to be.
And what are the company's plans for the large cash surplus?
Well, we don't need enormous amounts of money. We are already in production now in South Africa with our heavy mineral sands. Production of diamonds is ongoing and has always been ongoing. So some money will need to be spent to build a plan to refine our heavy mineral sands to maximize the profitability to be obtained from selling ilmenite and garnet separately. But that is fairly limited. And then there are possibly a few very interesting targets out there, which we might well look at making strategic investments in, all of which will be fairly short term. But the majority of the money will be not required for day-to-day activities of Kazera. And so our intention would be to find a way of returning that to shareholders, either by way of a cash share buyback or a dividend, on the basis that we would rather have the money sitting in our shareholders' pockets than in our pockets. And if we're looking at a deal in the future, which actually requires us to raise some more money, we are confident that we would have built up that kind of relationship with our shareholders, where they will be more than happy to come back in again. So, but it will be their choice. And I think that there will be a very strong position for us to be in.
Yeah, certainly. Can you elaborate on the progress on the ground concerning the heavy mineral sands?
Yeah, our target for the end of this year in terms of heavy mineral sands was to produce 1,000 tons of raw material. You must remember that our heavy mineral sands deposit is very high density heavy mineral sands in the vicinity of just over 60%. So we were targeting 1,000 tons with a view to selling that on in bulk, and then building that there up next year. We have exceeded 1,000 tons. In fact, we've got close on to 5,000 tons of heavy mineral sands now sitting in a stockpile. And so it's going exceptionally well. And we are quite close to agreeing a deal with one of three different potential buyers who are looking at buying the bulk sands from us on the basis that that will then open the way for them to buy the refined sands in the future.
All right. And sitting here today, how do you see the company's roadmap into 2023 now?
Unbelievably exciting. We are going to be sitting on more than enough cash, which means we're going to be able to give money back to our shareholders. We're going to be sitting in a situation where we will be cash productive from both heavy mineral sands and diamonds. So we'll be building up our heavy mineral sands production. We will then be refining those sands and selling them together with looking at new operations for heavy mineral sands. We will also be looking at different areas for operating in diamonds. And there are a number of other possible deals that we are aware of as a board where we could make a strategic investment, and within a very short space of time would hope to see some substantial gains for Kazira and its shareholders. So yeah, a fantastic year ahead of us.
Well, Dennis, thank you for your time. It certainly sounds good and one to watch.
Pleasure talking to you as always. Thanks, Michael.